Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
I'm going to read the scripture and we'll do something together. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this." The Bible says that the heaven is still open, and we can reach up to receive from heaven. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you today that reach up by your faith to heaven and receive what you need. Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 2. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. If you are sick today, you can reach out to God and reach to the rivers of the living water. Reach out to the leaves of the tree of life and receive the healing from God. And not only that, you can receive that leaf and go out to lay hand on the sick and bring healing to the nations. In this world, there are so many people that are sick and suffer from either mental anguish or physical sickness and all kinds of problems. Some people may need financial healing. So we're going to receive from God. And we want to do this on a regular basis. I learned a story from the Bible, a man named Joash. This king missed the blessing of God because he struck the ground only 3 times and limited the number of times God wanted to act on his behalf. 2 Kings 13:15-19. And Elisha said to him, "Take a bow and some arrows." So he took himself a bow and some arrows. Then he said to the king of Israel, "Put your hand on the bow." So he put his hand on it. And Elisha put his hand on the king's hand. And he said, "Open the east window." And he opened it. Then Elisha said, "Shoot." And he shot. And he said, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria." Maybe for you, from sickness. Maybe from you, from debts. From family breaking down. "For you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them." Then he said, "Take the arrows." So he took them and he said to the king of Israel, "Strike the ground." So he struck 3 times and stopped. Everyone say stopped. Did the prophet say how many times? No. He just said, "Strike the ground." But he struck only 3 times. And the man of God, Elisha, was angry with him and said, "You should have struck 5 or 6 times. Then you would have struck Syria till you have destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only 3 times. My dear brother and sister, God tried to show us in the scripture that nothing wrong to ask again and again and pursue the help of God, to pursue more grace of God. Don't stop. Keep pressing in, getting more from God. Receive more. Receive victory higher and higher from the Lord. We have the right to receive things from heaven as believers. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, "And raise us up together and make us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In our position, we are with Christ in heaven together now in position. And verse 18 say, for through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Are you ready to access the Father right now? To have access to the Father. Let's stand up and raise our hand together. Put our palm up and receive from the Lord. I will lead you. I will pray. Father, we come together to receive living water from your river in heaven. We receive the leaves of the tree of life. We received victory again and again. Lord, we depend on your grace. Heaven is open for us. We declare people in this church shall have victory, healing, deliverance, and the supernatural breakthroughs in every aspect of life. Heaven support us. Miracles, signs and wonders. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give hand to the Lord together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Do you believe that you receive? God said, when you ask for good things, he will give to you. Amen. Hallelujah.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thankful.